Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Shall we hit some headlines?
You ready for some good news?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes, I am.
All right, I'll go first. This one is about your friend, Sydney Sweeney, who's been here
I
at
like
our
her.
Show. We love Sydney Sweeney.
She's been here three times.
Three times.
And I do honestly feel that we have a really lovely, blooming friendship, and I'm a huge supporter of her. She's phenomenal.
So, absolutely, and she's taking over Hollywood. And now the Wall Street Journal reports that Sydney says she can get by on only 2 hours of sleep a night. Wow. So here's the quote. She says, "I sleep however many hours I get in a night, but I'm known for being able to function off very, very little for a very long amount of time." Good for her. Okay, she's right, it's working. Now, I need my beauty rest, okay? I go to bed with a 9 in front of it and wake up with a 5 in front of it. I'm not working 9 to 5, I'm sleeping 9 to 5, okay? But that's what I need. What kind of hours are you getting in Z-Town? Oh, that face.
I tend to get to sleep more between like closer to midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I like, you know, by the time you get your kids to bed and you think you have that me moment, and all of a sudden the me moment leads to so late, and I gotta wake up at 6 every day to get them ready for school. So I'm averaging like 6 hours a night, and I think 7 or 8 would be better.
You think?
Okay, next, you struggle with feeling overwhelmed or stuck. The New York Times reports that a simple mental practice called the penny jar method could help you feel better. Experts say that tallying small achievements throughout the day can help you feel motivated in tough times. So you can use an actual penny jar to keep track of these small victories. Envisioned one in your head, you can write them down. A penny can represent something positive that you did, one of the pros, if you will, and then you can see it build up.
Well, I like this. My mom always made lists where she wrote it out and then she'd, you know, cross it. And so now I do that. I love that satisfying, I did it, you know, but this is very satisfying too. Can we?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Drew can't even get her penny in the jar.
That was twice that I got a rimmer. That's what we called it in quarters. Okay. Did anyone play quarters? Rimmer, which to me always meant I could go again.
Yes, well, you can.
All right, there's one.
I also think this will come in handy because there's been a lot of swearing on our show lately, so I'm thinking maybe we get a double.
We're doing that.
Yeah. All right. I'm just saying.
I gotta tell you, there is nothing I love more than a heads-up lucky penny. Oh, every time I will get
them.
Do you
pick it up on the ground?
Hell yes.
Do you sanitize afterwards?
No, it's my lucky penny. I was meant to find it.
Aww.
And then I keep it on me, and oh, I just love it. Mm-hmm. That's what, I see them and I, oh, lucky penny!
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Oh!
So sorry. All right, hey, the Good News Network reports that an 8-year-old boy just became the youngest person in the world to beat a chess grandmaster.
Eight.
Oshawa Kashik started playing chess when he was just 4 years old, and his next goal is to become a chess world champion. He says, I've seen all the news about me beating a grandmaster, and it feels amazing. I feel proud of my game and how I played. I feel proud at 44 years old when I remember what the horsey does in chess.
Yes.
Right? It does like an L.
I was going to say an L.
An L. Can you imagine 8 years? Are you good at chess? Can you do it?
Okay.
You want, I see, I'm simple. I like checkers, like jump me. That's all I need to, jump me, king me, done. That's as complicated as I am. Drew, I don't mean jump me, I mean jump me.
Weirdly, I think I'm better at chess than checkers, ironically.
All right. Well, all I know is that I'm always gonna protect my queen.
Oh, you are my king or my queen.
Either one.
We're both queens. Yeah. All right, finally, Vogue reports that that fluffy, fuzzy shoe may be that latest shoe trend to tackle their way back up to the top. Runways are filled with hairy ballet flats, feather-sprouting pumps, and teddy bear kitten heels. Ticklish toes may be unpractical, but boy, are they so...
Oh, my God.
...much fun.
Drew, I'm so jealous. I wish I had... fun little shoes with...
Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm feeling
that. Right. Can we show them off in front? Because look how fabulous these are. Sorry, just really quick.
We have Martha in our audience.
Martha, come here. Let me see your
feet. Martha, come on up here.
Oh, cute. You have them too. Dougie, look.
I love it with your, like, wide whale cord and sweater outfit. You look so cute. And boy, do you have the accessory game.
Martha's so chic. Come here.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
By the way, Martha, just put your hands like that because I want everybody to see your rings game.
Oh, yeah.
Strong.
Just strong ring game.
So
now,
good.
What do you think about this fashion trend? Is this something you could incorporate into real life?
Absolutely. I love a statement piece.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I'm tickled.
You're tickled. Really, tickled. I've never worn feathers before, but it turns out I'm a feather kind of guy, which I don't think anybody's shocked about, but I really like them. And these we got online and just hot glue gun these on here, so it's not
what?
Like it's not like haute couture, it's more hot gun.
Really, but, that's what you did?
Yeah, that's what we did here. Do you think, guys, that I could wear these? Or are these giving Grinch?
No, I'm into them.
You're into them.
Yeah, and okay, I'm really into Martha's look.
Not on a rainy day. But.
Not on a rainy day. Perfect for spring.
I think this works. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the latest viral pizza trend that is breaking the internet, we're going to break it down right here with Eitan Burnham.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Us is our resident foodie and true crewer since day one, Eitan Burnath, everybody.
Eitan, looking so fabulous.
Thank you.
Somebody got this suit in Italy?
Yes, I found the suit store in Florence, and I came out with 4 suits from this store. They, like, no tailoring needed, it fits perfectly.
Well, when you find your treasure, you gotta go for it. Ooh, I like this ring, too, Eitan.
Well, actually, it's my grandpa. When my grandpa passed away, my grandma gave it to me. It was his mom's wedding ring.
Oh, that's so
beautiful. I always bring it with me everywhere I go. That's important.
An heirloom. heirloom, Eitan. Well, you are important to us.
Thank you.
Today, you are taking us around the city to try the most viral foods. That's what you do here, and then we get to live vicariously through you.
Yes, we are doing an Eitan Eats segment. After seeing all these videos of Tony Bologna's pizza on TikTok.
I love the name.
Tony Bologna.
Yes.
Is there an actual Tony Bologna?
So it was actually it's the nickname that the owner's parents called him. It means like a little mischievous kid.
Oh, cute.
Yes, Tony Bologna. I went with my friend Brian Lindo, and we hopped across the river, headed to Hoboken to try it. And
we could not believe.
Oh, we have a Hoboken in the house.
Yeah.
We could not believe how good it was. Let's take a look.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, what's going on, guys? We are out in Hoboken, New Jersey.
I am in Hoboken. I'm here to try Tony Bologna's and see what all the hype is about.
We're popping in at Tony Bologna's.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
The pizzas in here are crazy.
Yes, let's do it. Wow, it smells so good in here.
I can't wait. I'm starving.
Hi, Drew. I'm here in Hoboken at Tony Bologna's to find out about their incredible pizzas. I'm here with my friend Brian of Brian Can't Stop Eating.
Hey, Drew.
Brian, what have you heard about these pizzas?
I'm seeing these pizzas everywhere. There's tacos on these pizzas, pizzas with overloading amounts of pepperoni, Asian-inspired pizzas. I just came because I need to try it, so it's great that I ran into you so we could do it.
Mike, hi. Eitan, nice
What's
to meet you.
On?
Hey, Mike, I'm Brian from Brian Can't Stop Eating.
I heard so much about you guys.
You as well.
Welcome.
Wow. This is a gorgeous display of pizza.
These creations are over the top in the best way possible, but how are you coming up with these concepts?
Basically, it's what I like to eat. It's stuff I grew up eating, like my grandmother's Passover brisket, 8 hours roasted brisket with a horseradish babushka sauce, tacos on a pizza, smoked 8 hour ribs with smoked ranch dressing.
I gotta try something. I'm salivating right now, I don't know about you.
Yes.
All right, friends, what's it gonna be?
I'm definitely here for the Swine Fighter.
Okay.
It's going viral all over the internet right now.
Yeah.
Look at the pepperonis on this, but also I see you guys have a ranch dressing as well. You put on top of it?
Yeah, it's a pepperoni grease ranch dressing. It's unreal. It's good.
I'm looking for vegetarian.
So what about the Wagwan? That's a Jamaican beef patty stuffed crust pizza. Can I make it vegetarian for you?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Vodka sauce is my kryptonite.
Oh, it's so good.
Dry aged mozzarella, fresh mozzarella, smoked mozzarella.
Three cheese action. Whoa.
Smell
that.
Oh my gosh. Showtime.
You really are an evil genius of pizza.
Thank you. This is vegetarian, so it's ground seitan.
As a Jamaican, I'm loving this. It smells just like a beef patty. This is fun. Are you guys hiring?
If any parts open up, it was Brian.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I like it.
Is it eating time?
Oh, it's eating time.
I'm ready to fight some swine.
Risky day, Brian, to wear a white shirt.
Part of the game, though, right?
Cheers. Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those pepperoni cups are cooked perfectly. And the ranch with the grease is everything.
This is absolutely packed with flavor. Crispy on the bottom, crispy on top. Just a flavor party.
Awesome.
Brian, I think we came to the right place. Mike, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Back to you, Drew.
Okay.
More, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, it's raining pepperoni, by the way.
I know. Look at this. Oh, my gosh.
You know how much I eat pizza and I'm, like, mad because there's not enough pepperoni on it? This is bananas.
Yeah.
You're trying the patty melt one?
Yeah, this one's absolutely delicious as well. I mean, that pizza pie literally weighed, like, probably 30 to 40 pounds.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
Truly taking pizza to new heights.
You guys, have you noticed I'm not talking because I'm making out with this pizza? It is so good.
All right, everybody.
Tony Bologna's. Thank you, Eitan.
I was going to say, everybody get to Hoboken.
No.
Tony Bologna's. Thank you, Eitan.
Thank you. Give me an excuse to hop over the river. Love you too.
Right?
Up next, we have a guest that shares a behind-the-scenes moment from The Mummy, and it just happens to be licking Tom Cruise, but that's a whole other story. Okay. We'll get into it.
It happens to all of us.
Right?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Strong women, strong people, it doesn't even matter the gender. Let's just call it a show of strength. And our next guest is known for kicking butt and taking names. She played the assassin with blades for legs in the hit movie Kingsman. She fought Tom Cruise as an undead princess in The Mummy. She was a dancer with Madonna and Michael Jackson. Loved her so much that she ended up doing his music video posthumously, and now she's an intergalactic warrior, and I've been watching it, and gosh, she's so tough and cool, and oh, it's called Rebel Moon. It's the movie everybody's talking about. It's Sophia Boutella. Just so cool. You are such a, and I never say this word. I don't know why I don't say it this word, but if you were to look up badass in the dictionary, I feel like your picture would be there.
Oh, really?
As the definition. You started out as a dancer, mm-hmm. With Madonna.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-nonsense woman.
Yeah, that's my girl. That's my girl. It was honestly like the best years of my life.
Really?
I've learned so much. She is such a testimony of strength. I've never seen anybody work as hard as she does. She always worked out way more than us. Just her attention to detail, her care, her everything, how passionate she is. Like, she really, really cares.
However, I heard a story that you were at the Super Bowl with her, mm-hmm. doing the halftime show, performing with her. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there it is. There you are on the Super Bowl stage with Madonna.
Yeah.
And yet that is a significant day for you, is that right?
It really is. It's the last time I danced professionally. It's the very last time I danced, yeah.
What happened that day where you woke up and...
We were practicing at the Madison Square Garden, which is actually pretty impressive to just rehearse at the Madison Square Garden. We were there for a month, and I've been thinking about quitting dancing for about years, like at least 3 years, and I couldn't make up my mind. I was still very much attached to dancing. And I woke up one day, and I was set in my decision, and I cannot explain to you what it was. And I texted her, and I said, I'd love to speak to you before we start rehearsals. And she arrived and she asked me, what's going on? Are you pregnant? I said, no, it's not that. But I think it's... And she knew I've been studying in theater, and we talked a lot about plays and everything, and about movies a lot. She loves films. And I said, no, I was not pregnant, but I knew it was time for me to stop. And that was going to be my last gig. And she asked me if I booked a job, and I said no. And she said, what are you going to do if you don't work for the next 2 years? I said... then I'll be patient. And I didn't work for 2 years. It took 2 years to get Kingsman.
Well, I'm really applauding your risk, and it did lead to reward. You did the Kingsman. I was watching the scene of The Mummy upstairs, and it's the scene where you're perched on top of Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. And... I'm sorry, but you get to lick his chest and face, and I'm like... what was that like? Because I have been in love with Tom Cruise my entire life. He did tell me everything.
He asked for it, okay? And I couldn't say no. But it was not in the script. We were rehearsing and he wanted to find something a bit extreme and for him to be like, and he said, he looked at me, he's like, just lick my face, just lick my face. And he asked for his makeup artist to clean his face. And then I licked his face and I will never forget.
That's so nice and gentlemanly that he would prep.
By the way, such an amazing person to work with.
He's just so, so cool. We have another sort of phenomenon, which is Zack Snyder and how much people are obsessed with him. I mean, he is sort of the king of debate and the internet and love and loyalty and wanting his version of things. Mm-hmm. What is it like to work with him and do Rebel Moon? What is it like to be in that world, may I ask?
Yes, he is someone, again, I feel like I'm saying the same things about different people, but it's true. Like, again, he works so hard and he cares a lot about the craft. He also was able to make this movie that he's been prepping and working on for a decade. And he is also so childlike on set.
Really?
He is so, his enthusiasm is unmet. Like, I've never met anybody so happy to be on set. And it makes it just even more enjoyable for us to be
there. Well, people love him. Yeah. And we actually have a clip of Rebel Moon. Take a look.
What was it you were so afraid of? If it wasn't death.
It was you.
Thank you, Sophia Boutelle, everybody. Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, is out April 19th on Netflix. Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.